On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Okay, let's get back to talking about the DC plane crash right now, because I know it's on your mind and we're trying to keep you posted as the show goes. It's kind of a weird balance because we go in between putting on your normal Thursday show you expect from us and then also keeping you posted and just letting you feel these feelings today, because I know it's really unsettling to wake up to this news. Jess, the latest, what's happening?
An American Airlines plane and an Army helicopter collided Wednesday night near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. 64 passengers are believed to be to have been on flight 5342 from Wichita, Kansas to DCA, and three people were believed to be on the military helicopter. 300 first responders from across the region and multiple federal agencies have been conducting an operation in the river since 9 p.m. last night, including numerous Maryland departments. Senior Chief of DC Fire and EMS John Donnelly actually shared the latest updates in a news conference held in D.C.
At this point, we don't believe there are any survivors from this accident, and we have recovered 27 people from the plane and one from the helicopter. We are now at a point where we are switching from a rescue operation to a recovery operation.
So wish we had better news to share. I know this is really unsettling as you're getting into it, and I think the story by itself, if it happened, let's just say in Kansas, it would be unsettling. But the fact that we've got so many first responders from Baltimore, Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Anne Arundel, and of course, all the DC people, I know our hearts are just down there right now. They totally are. Ani and Gambrels, hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We're good. You've got family down there right now.
Yes. So I got an update from Ron's mom. So my cousin Ron, guys, he is a Howard University graduate and he is in the fire industry. Mm-hmm. And so as a DC fireman, he had been down there, but he has been dismissed and brought back home. And so his mom is saying that there's a fresh group of first responders now for the recovery mission.
Your cousin was there. So basically he's been relieved, but he's been there since 9 p.m. last night. And he just got relieved for the next
group.
Well, how does that make you feel? You know, I know there's so many mixed emotions, especially I can only imagine having family there. Obviously now knowing that he's safe and heading home. I mean, what's going through your head?
Well, it is a lot going through my head. I have almost been a jittery driver just trying to get to work on time. The commute from where I live in Gambrels was horrible into the district today, coming from several pathways and veins, using the Waze app. You know, I had to go an alternate path.
Right.
And so our family has been in prayer since last night. And yes, it is all exhausting. And also his mom said Ron is exhausted. So I just want to shout out my Watts family, Watts branch family members out there.
Now that you're at work, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm fine. I'm calm. Of course, you know, teachers are always prepared, ready to go for the day. Mm-hmm. But if there's any talk in the do now, the warm-up session, we will dialogue about it as we are in mode to give advisory to students all the time, mentor students, and share with them.
Well, how are the kids responding today? Are they asking questions? Is it on their mind?
I've been around few students, but everybody seems smiling because they just potentially don't know the impact.
Right.
But I do want to share with you one thing. When we have careers, as I've worked in the STEM area as an educator as well, we have DC Fire come to recruit students.
Yeah.
And so there's a young lady yesterday in my class as a senior. She's ready to hit the streets running to be a part of the fire and EMS industry.
Oh, wow.
And it's a huge industry, and there's a lot of salary to be gained from it, but it is a risky business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You touch on a lot of things, Ani, how I think another reason why it was a tough morning is because there's so much going on. There's so much going on that's been outside of our control, and I'm just so thankful that we're part of a community, and just I think the entire DMV area, we show up for each other, and we show up for each other fiercely, and I'm just so thankful that you were able to share with us this morning. We really appreciate that.
Thank you. You all are my morning plug-in. If I don't type a hi, how you're doing from Ani and Gambrels, it's because I am running around busy trying to run out the door.
Yeah,
man. We're a family here, too. We miss you when you don't text us, so don't be a stranger, okay?
All right. So we'll be in touch, you guys, and I'll keep you posted with any important Black History Month facts
going on.
Absolutely.
Please do.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.